Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm your brother Sabil Ahmed, and in about 2 hours, inshallah, I would be heading back to Chicago. So first and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity, especially yesterday's open house. Secondly, I want to thank this masjid and the leadership and all the volunteers for coming together and having an excellent open house. Alhamdulillah, every single person who was part and parcel of the open house, not just me, by the way, I have the easiest of all the jobs, standing there and sharing the message. But each single one of you, when you place the chairs in the right place, the sisters who cooked the food, the children who helped out with the rest of it, and every single volunteer, from the brothers who did the planning and the marketing and stood up there in the parking lot to help our guest coming inside, the brothers who were in the welcoming table, the brother, mashallah, doing the calligraphy, the sisters with the hijab booth, and inside also, every single one of us were equally part and parcel. And I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best in this world and give us the best in the hereafter. Ameen. But our job is not done, as you know, my dear brothers and sisters. Maybe about 60 or 80 people, 40 people who came there. What about the rest of the people, the thousands of people who are like 5 mile, 10 mile radius around us? Who is going to share with them the message of Islam? So I have about 5 projects that we can do on month-to-month basis, week-to-week, maybe daily basis. And these are the 5 projects, inshallah. First and foremost, the open house that we did yesterday, it doesn't have to be only one open house. Maybe we can start with 2 open houses, maybe 6 months apart to start with. But secondly, then we can have, maybe why not? Maybe we can have quarterly open houses. Maybe we can have a theme-based open houses. One time we can just have, you know, intro to Islam or Islam 101. Second time we can have the Muslims in America, our contributions for the last 500 years. Maybe some other time we can have women in Islam, the rights, the empowerment that Islam has given to women. Some other time we can have Jesus and Mary, peace be upon them, in Islam. So we can have theme-based open houses also in the future, by the way. Second would be, you know, there are so many other masajis who may or may not be doing open houses. Our team, mashallah, Allah has blessed our team, our masjid. We can help out other masajis, because all the masajis are our masajis, not just this masjid. So second project is to help other masajis, inshallah. The third would be, why limit only to the open houses? Not every person may come to the open house. How about us taking the open house concept to the public libraries? We can have some social activities, educational activities, family activities. We have done that many times in Chicago, different places. And our team and myself, we can help, inshallah. Number four can be, we can have a billboard with a peaceful educational message of Islam. Number fourth can be, we can have, inshallah, many dawah booths. We can have many dawah booths. You know, the weather in Tennessee, in Nashville, is much better compared to Chicago. See, for Chicago, we have to wait for the summer, for the spring, for the fall to do the dawah tables. But over here, you can do literally year-long dawah tables. So with the leadership of our president and Ijaz Bhai and all of you, try to identify the places and do many, many dawah booths. And last but not the least, not every person is going to look at the billboard and call, or come to the masjid for open houses, or go to the public libraries to get educated about Islam. Some people may just stay at home. How do we reach out to them? This majority of the people who may not contact us, who may not come, we can share with them the message of Islam using the postcards that Gain Peace has developed. What does Islam really teach? It's one postcard. Who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is the second postcard. Muslims in America, our contributions, is the third postcard. And we are making more, inshallah. So each one of us, we can, inshallah, donate $20, $50, you know, $100 more. And we can identify zip code by zip code, county by county in Tennessee. And we can send postcards, inshallah, on different topics. In this way, my dear Muslims, inshallah, our team would be intact, we would be engaged, we will have consistent activities, and the best thing would be, inshallah, we would be reaching with the message of Islam with every non-Muslim in the state of Tennessee, starting with the non-Muslims around the masjid. So I hope and pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our team, bless this masjid, protect our families, so we can continue to be the peace ambassadors of Islam, not to the people only of Nashville, but of all of humanity. Again, Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.